And I'm Lauren Gilger. Now let's turn to international news for a few minutes and our partners at the BBC. For that, we turn to Rob Hugh-Jones in London this morning. We begin with a politician who we've heard a lot about in the news recently, but really have not heard a lot from. That's Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky. He will be making a foreign trip to Lithuania. So, Rob, why is this newsworthy?
Yes, Lauren. Well, in normal terms, looking ahead to the visit of a Ukrainian leader to Lithuania in the Baltics, well, it would barely register on anyone's global news radar, would it? But of course, Mr. Zelensky is a key character in the ongoing impeachment inquiry in the US. So we'll be watching to see what happens when and if he is asked questions by Western journalists in Lithuania, which is a foreign trip he is making on a Wednesday of this coming week. My colleague Vitaly Shevchenko works for BBC Monitoring, which is a part of the BBC that watches and translates media around the world. We asked him if this story was worth following. Here's what he had to say.
President Zelensky's trips abroad have been few and far between, and it's interesting to see what may come out when he's grilled by independent Western journalists, say, at a news conference or a doorstep, as opposed to carefully stage-managed media events in Ukraine. As for bilateral relations with Estonia and Lithuania, there's little controversy around them. They're Ukraine's friends, so declarations of support are to be expected, plus possibly a couple of trade deals.
So, Lauren, while you're preparing for Thanksgiving and Washington is largely shut down, for instance, there may be some news on the impeachment story coming later this week from, of all places, Lithuania.
Right. All right, and switching gears a little, this coming Sunday is World AIDS Day. So what will be involved in this year's events?
Well, a lot of news going on and a lot of demands for our attention as usual, but it's worth remembering, as World AIDS Day asks us to, that some 36 million people around the world are still HIV positive, and there's almost an equal number of people who have been killed by the AIDS pandemic. So this year, organisers have pushed for awareness that despite great accomplishments in treatments, the disease is still infecting people and it's killing them. There'll be a series of concerts around the world, as well as fundraisers aimed at increasing the flow of cash into research into a possible vaccine or even a cure for HIV. One interesting aspect of HIV, Lauren, is the misinformation that still persists, particularly on social media, and there are big efforts to counter this. So here in Britain, for instance, the captain of the Wales rugby team, of all people, came out this year and admitted he was HIV positive. Gareth Thomas said at the time, quote, "Unfortunately, the knowledge that we seem to have or still have is from scenarios that were back in the 1980s and 90s. So what he's saying is our understanding of HIV is well out of date." Recently, the BBC spoke to somebody called Adrienne. She was diagnosed age 52. She's now 70. And thanks to modern medicine, her HIV is at levels so low it can't be detected and it can't be transmitted. But, she says, she still faces discrimination from people who think she can still pass it on.
I've been refused treatments, once for a facial, and the latest was for toenail clipping. They wouldn't touch me. I was a leper again. It was like having my HIV diagnosis all over again.
So that's Adrienne, age 70, Lauren.
All right, and on Friday, there is another call for a worldwide climate strike. This comes ahead of a major environmental conference on Monday.
Yeah, so this is called the Fridays for Future campaign. It's called for a climate strike this Friday, hoping to put pressure on world leaders who will be attending the COP25 summit next Monday, December 2nd. You'll remember activist Greta Thunberg took a boat across the Atlantic to New York for the last climate conference and had planned to attend the COP25 in Chile. But then Chile began experiencing intense and widespread public protest over a variety of price rises. Indeed, there are more anti-government protests scheduled in Chile for this coming Friday. So the summit has been moved from Santiago, Chile to Madrid in Spain. Happily, Greta Thunberg found a family with a yacht to take her and her father back across the Atlantic to Spain.
So another climate conference coming our way. What's expected to happen at this one?
Well, oceans, forests, agriculture and energy are just a few of the topics on the agenda. Spain's socialist prime minister, interestingly, has called on the EU to change its target of greenhouse gas reductions in the coming decades. The EU had agreed to a target of 40% in reduction, but Pedro Sanchez, the Spanish prime minister, has called on the EU to be more ambitious and go for a reduction of 55%. So we'll see what happens on Friday regarding these climate strikes, and we'll be looking carefully next Monday at this big climate conference in Madrid, Spain.
All right. That is the BBC's Rob Hugh-Jones joining us from London. Rob, thanks as always.
Thanks so much, Lauren.